Annick Bouvier, a spokesperson for the International Committee of the Red Cross in Kinshasa, says there is a sense of relief among the people of the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo following the news of an end to the fighting between government forces and M23 rebels. But she also told Laura Yarachi that the humanitarian situation in the country remains grave as the population tries to deal with the consequences of the conflict and of continued violence wrought by numerous other armed groups in different regions of the DRC.
There is a sense of relief from the population that our team there could notice. On the road, more traffic, the shops are now opening again, but definitely we feel that there are some humanitarian consequences, not only in the region, but as far as neighboring Uganda and Rwanda. Some media attention is concentrating on the region north of Goma, but in eastern DRC, unfortunately, other territories are still very much affected by conflicts where there are a multitude of armed groups still active, and this is why we continue to spare no efforts to reach them in very remote areas. Currently, one of our priorities in the region north of Goma, in North Kivu, is to assess the most urgent need of some communities that have been displaced by the recent fighting. Also to visit people that have been captured or surrendered. Other teams in the field are providing regular support to health centers. Currently, the volunteers are burying some mortal remains, and this is a difficult job. There are some initiatives currently underway, political initiatives. The issue remains uncertain. For the ICRC, the priority remains to be very close to the communities most affected by the consequences. We continue to assess the situation. One of our priorities is also to continue the bilateral dialogue with the armed forces and groups to try to convince them to respect international humanitarian law. We also network with a number of people that could have an influence on these forces and groups to try to alleviate the suffering of the population in eastern DRC.